tuned in to this week's episode of
Real Time with Ty Batten.
And now your host,
Ty Batten.
March 1st, 2022. We're back with Real Time with Ty Batten. Hello, everybody. First of all, I'm very frustrated with what happened today. Lots of good things were brewing last night on Twitter about if we were going to have an MLB season. They were coming very close to an agreement. But unfortunately today, the clown Robert Manfred came out with a 15-minute press conference today and stated he is canceling two series, which he's canceling the start of the season, start of opening day, and the delayed spring training once again. I'm very frustrated. I have chosen my side on this. I'm on the players' union side, and here's why. These players on Twitter, not all of them care about the money. They're in it for the fans. And today is a sad, sad day for baseball. It's pathetic what happened today. They should have made an agreement last night or early in the morning at 3 a.m., and they didn't. They didn't. So Robert Manfred, the clown he is, came out today and stated, "We are canceling the start of the 2022 MLB season." Just a sad, sad day for baseball. As the day went by today, Twitter, we thought we were getting close to this agreement once again. They thought, both sides thought they were going to get this agreement done by the 5 p.m. deadline Eastern time down in Florida. But no, they didn't. As we sit here today, people, we have no clue when baseball will be back. When the MLB season will start, we have no clue. If I'm Robert Manfred, I would step down and resign today. What a pathetic loser he is. As I'm watching that 15-minute press conference before I had to go to a workout, he laughed. He was laughing when he came onto the podium to speak. He's laughing about cancellation of baseball games. For one, today, Robert Manfred let down the players, he let down the owners, he let down the fans of baseball, and he just let down the entire Major League Baseball. Everything. Everything about baseball today, he let down. If Bud Selig was still the commissioner of baseball, we would not be sitting here today with no baseball. We would be having baseball. But unfortunately, we have a clown that's running baseball, and his name is Robert Manfred. I also believe Tony Clark is a clown, too, and should not be running the MLB Players Association. He's been doing bad for the last since 2020 when he came in as the executive of the MLB Players Association and the president of the MLB Players Association. Folks, he is a clown too, and he does not have as much, he has so much to say in this. I don't even think he cares either. He laughed too about this. To be honest with you, these two knuckleheads should not be trying to discuss whether they're going to have a season or not, because they have no clue what's going on. Robert Manfred just showed up yesterday. Yesterday. Where were you the other seven plus days, bro? You show up yesterday to start talking agreements. Where were you? Where were you? I mean, this is pathetic. So it's going to be another shortened season, right? Because they've canceled two series now. So the Brewers won't be having an opening day home game versus the Diamondbacks now. They will now be playing opening day, if a season happens, at Wrigley Field versus the Chicago Cubs. The MLB players, the players, have gone on Twitter a rampage since 5 p.m. Eastern time, raging and tweeting, Robert Manfred, you need to resign. They're frustrated. They thought this deal was going to happen. They thought they'd be in camp for spring training by the end of this week, and we would be having spring training games by next week, possibly the week after. We'd be having a shortened spring training, but we would have an MLB season right on time. We'd have an opening day. No. No. Robert Manfred has ruined baseball. Has ruined Major League Baseball. Everything about him. He is a clown. He is a clown. I have no respect for Robert Manfred. Watch that press conference. Watch how funny he thinks everything is. He thinks this is hilarious. He thinks this is okay. He says he's with the fans. No, you're not. You would have made an agreement if you were for the fans, bro. So, I don't even know what to say, because we were this close. We were so close to an agreement last night. Everything was going the way it was supposed to be. Today, I don't know what happened. The MLB was proposing 12 playoff teams, while the Players Association wanted 14. I'm frustrated as it is, but we need a new commissioner of baseball. I've been talking about this for so long. Robert Manfred is not for the players. He's not for the fans. He's not even for the owners. He's for himself. And he's going to be for himself as long as he's the MLB commissioner. And if he can't figure himself out, he needs to step down and resign today. Folks, I'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to talk about more. We're going to talk about what happened yesterday, and we'll break it down. We're also going to break down what happened today and how we were very close to an MLB start season on time, but Robert Manfred, the clown he is, has canceled baseball. We're all going to be looking forward to college baseball now. College baseball is going to grow. College baseball is going to take its next step and take over. And that's great for college baseball. But the MLB is falling apart, and it's been falling apart for years. And it's a complete joke. And you know why it's a joke? Because Robert Manfred is running it like a circus. He is a clown. And he's a clown and I cannot stand the guy. Anytime he speaks in the press, anytime he speaks to anybody, he's a clown. He's a joke. No one trusts him anymore, and after today, he needs to resign and step down. So, folks, I'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll break it down.
We will be right back. You will listen to the Tieback Podcast on Tieback Radio.
Hey, guys. Back from that break. Once again, I'm entirely shocked that this happened today. We all thought there was going to be a deal last night. Nope, didn't happen. Nothing was resolved today. The two sides could not just come to an agreement. Unfortunately, there won't be baseball for a while yet. We don't know when baseball will be back. The clown, man, Robert Manfred, I just watched that press conference again, and it was pathetic. And for 15 minutes, he lied to everybody. And he laughed almost the entire press conference. What a scum and what a clown he is. So, I know all you guys don't know exactly what happened today. And I know some of you people don't follow baseball very briefly. But I need to dig into this and see exactly what happened today and what exactly caused these issues. Because last night, we literally thought there was going to be a deal made. We literally thought there was going to be a deal made and we were going to have an MLB season. So, and right when I pull up this article, it states, it shows Robert Manfred practicing his golf swing as negotiations continue with Players Association toward the labor deal Tuesday, March 1st, 2022 at Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. It shows a picture of him practicing his golf swing. Golf swing. Right. That is, you're such a clown, Robert. You are such a clown. And that's what's trending right now. He cares more about golf than Major League Baseball. So Major League Baseball Commissioner Robert Manfred announced today that the first two series of the 2022 regular season have been canceled after the league and Players Association couldn't agree to terms on a new collective agreement. Why? Why did they not make the agreement at 3 a.m.? Because everyone was optimistic that there was going to be a season. Everyone thought it was going to happen. And nothing got resolved today. I mean, we're going to break it down. But more games could be canceled as the sides continue at stalemate. But for now, the Brewers would be open to start the season April 7th at Chicago. So, it's really bad. The sport will lose the regular season games over a labor dispute for the first time in 27 years after the lockout talks collapsed in hours before management's Tuesday deadline. After the sides made a progress during the 13-hour negotiation session yesterday, the league sent the Players Association a best and final offer Tuesday on the ninth straight day of negotiations. And like I talked about earlier, why did Robert Manfred not show up until yesterday to try to make these agreements? Where were you, buddy? Where were you? So the players rejected that offer, setting the stage of the MLB to follow through on the threat to cancel the opening day on March 31st. And Robert Manfred said that. He said he was going to cancel opening day if they could not come to an agreement by 5 p.m. Eastern time down in Florida. So at 5 p.m., Robert Manfred issued a statement that many fans have been dreading, nothing to look forward to on opening day, normally a spring standard of renewal for fans throughout the nation and some in Canada too. Manfred said the league and union have not made plans for future negotiations. Players won't be paid for missed games. There you go. Max Scherzer will not be paid his money. Nobody's going to be making money during this time. You know, I feel really bad for the people that work at the MLB stadiums. Their jobs are in jeopardy right now. Robert Manfred said, my deepest hope is we get an agreement quickly. Manfred said, I'm really disappointed we didn't make an agreement. Well, buddy, you didn't even try. And that's and it's mostly Robert Manfred's fault. But the two sides both have fault for this also. The ninth work stoppage in baseball history will be the fourth that causes regular season games to be canceled, leaving Fenway Park, Dodger Stadium as quiet in the next month as the Joker Merchant Stadium and Camelback Park have been during the third straight disputed spring training. The concerns of our fans are at the very top of our consideration list, Manfred said. Are you, buddy, if you cared for the fans, you would have made an agreement. The lockout in its 90th day will plunge a sport staggered by the coronavirus pandemic and afflicted by numerous on-field issues into self-inflicted hiatus over the inability of players and owners to divide $10 billion in divide $10 billion. By losing regular season games, scrutiny will fall even more intensely on Manfred, the commissioner, since January 2015. He's been the commissioner since January 2015, and he's done nothing good for the sport of baseball, for the league of baseball, and the MLB. He's done nothing good. And Tony Clark, the former All-Star first baseman who became the union leader when Michael Wiener died in November 2013. Tony Clark hasn't done anything either. So those two are both clowns. Past stoppages were based on issues such as salary cap, free agent compensation, and pensions. This one is pretty much solely over money. Of course it is. It's all about the money now. It has been like that ever since Robert Manfred stepped foot as the commissioner of baseball. He has always been about himself and money. This fight was in years in making, with players angered that the payrolls decreased by 4% from 2015 through last year. Many teams jettisoned a portion of the high-priced veteran journeyman in favor of a lower-priced youth, and some clubs gave up on competing in the short term to better position themselves for future years. And that's called tanking, where teams decide, yeah, we're not going to be a winner this year. We're just going to tank so we can get a good draft pick and build for the future. And people are a lot of players are fed up with that. The sport will be upended by its second shortened season in 3 years. Do you guys remember the 2020 COVID season? That was the worst watched baseball season ever. The 2020 schedule was cut from 162 games to 60 because of the pandemic. A decision players filed a grievance over and are still all mad about. The distribution will this disruption will create another issue if 15 days of the season are wiped out. Stars such as Shohei Ohtani, Pete Alonso, Jake Cronenworth, Jonathan India would be delayed an extra year from free agency. Guys, that is really, really, really bad for those players who are trying to hit the free agent market so they can get so they can test to see how much money they're going to make. Now that could be delayed an extra year. Do they want to be in? What if their ball clubs are bad? Like, I'm sorry, but it's pathetic and it's insane. Players would lose $20.5 million in salary for each day of the season that is canceled. $20.5 million in salary for each day of the season is canceled. That's a lot of money. According to the study by the Associated Press, the 30 teams will lose large sums that are harder to pin down. Members of the union's executive subcommittee stand to lose the most, with Max Scherzer forfeited $232,975 for each regular season day loss. I talked about last week, almost $233,000 he's going to lose with a regular season day lost. And Garrett Cole's going to lose $193,548. Guys, people do not even make close to that. An average in a year. And these players are just going to lose that in a day. That's, I'm telling you right now, baseball players are overpaid. Do they deserve this money? Why are we paying these people that amount of money? They're playing a kid's game, baseball. Baseball. I mean, it is crazy how much money these players are asking for. And Twitter was just blowing up today. Like I said, Robert Manfred should step down and resign because of how pathetic he's turned this league into. No other sports league is run like the MLB is. Robert Manfred has burned down the entire league. He's taken down the entire league. He shoved it into the ground. He literally ruined the game of baseball and the MLB. He has ruined it. And he's been ruining it since 2015. I didn't have this podcast in 2015. But guys, he's been a clown since 2015. He does not care about his people. He does not care about the players. He does not care about the owners. He does not care about anybody else except himself and the money he's making. As an MLB commissioner, you need to make the players happy, the fans happy, the people that work for you happy, the entire league staff, the umpires, everything. You need to make them happy before you can be happy. And right now, he's only thinking about himself. It's shocking how pathetic and what a clown this man is. Here's a picture right here. He's laughing, guys. Laughing that this, he thinks this is funny. This was on SportsCenter. When is Robert Manfred going to pull his head out of his butt and realize what he is doing to the game of baseball and the game of the MLB and what he's doing to these people? He is ruining people's lives. He's taking jobs away from people. He's turned the MLB into politics, and politics do not belong in the MLB. So the commissioner indicated today that 155 game schedule is the maximum number that'll be played in 2022. In his press conference, he couldn't even answer a reporter with the correct information. He lied to everybody today. And there was reports last week that indicated that the league intended to merely pick up where the schedule left off when an agreement is in place. So it seems each club's first two series to this point will be lopped off the league calendar. And Manfred also added that it's league's position players that players would not be paid for any games that aren't played. That sets the stage for the second season in the past 3 years of possible debates regarding portrayed salaries, as the union has mandated that they didn't believe today should have represented a drop-dead date to avoid game cancellations. So now it's on the players to come up with a counter-proposal and counter the offer. And these two are still apparently far apart from each other. But after last night, I was very optimistic that there was going to be a season. And it would start on time. So the MLB lockout could be lifted at any time, electing to proceed under the terms of the 2016-2021 CBA. But why? The MLB has the throne. They have the rights. They have the ownership. They have the right to lift the lock. Lift the lock. And they haven't. There was never any possibility of the league taking that course of action, but the decision is set a hard deadline. First, last night. Remember, guys, last night was supposed to be the deadline day. 5 p.m. Eastern, Florida time. Okay. Later delayed until this evening. Okay, so we thought something was going to happen today, right? For an agreement was also made solely by the MLB Players Association, who has never ascended to the deadline, and the Giants outfield Austin Slater, the club's player representative, argued that the union preferred continuing negotiations over today's outcome. So what I'm reading by this and what I'm thinking here is the MLB was fed up with the Players Association. And the players wanted to stay at the table and continue negotiation. But guess what? Robert Manfred stepped in and said, nope, we're just going to go with this proposal. You guys don't like it. We're canceling games. Austin Slater is not a big name, but he's a good baseball player and plays for the Giants. And he stood up and said today that he argued that the union preferred to continue negotiations over today's outcome. And, that just didn't happen. Robert Manfred ruined it today, and he's the reason why we don't have an MLB season right now. It's just stupid. So Slater said, I don't think it's necessary of the game cancellations after the league deadline passed. And the Players Association has been setting up training camps. And in 2020, we showed we could do it in 3 weeks. But that's their agreement. And Rob's strategy was to push up past this deadline and see if they could shove a deal down our throats. So they're not happy. Everyone is mad at Robert Manfred. Every player. Every player is asking for this man to resign. He needs to. He needs to resign. He is a joke. As long as he's in office, this is going to continue. Other players have taken the similar stance, arguing that the league deadline was negotiating position of the MLB is to press the union into accepting an unfavorable deal. Slater's teammate, Alex Wood, was among the players to take to Twitter this afternoon and accuse the league's progress in made in negotiations last night, thereby allowing MLB to suggest the union was at fault for the lack of agreement today. You know what? It wasn't the players' union fault because they wanted to stay at the table. Robert Manfred, it's your fault, bro. It is your fault this is happening. Manfred made some references to the effect in his press conference this evening, noting that the truism that finalizing a new CBA requires agreement from both parties. Why couldn't you continue having the players stay in Florida, stay at the table, and keep discussing this? Now the players are heading back. Apparently, according to Bob Nightingale, that they're going to try the players union and the MLB will be trying to make negotiations from New York now. But it's stupid. It is stupid, stupid, stupid of Robert Manfred today to do this. And he thinks it's funny. And for the reason of that he thinks it's funny, he needs to resign today and step down. And there's going to be a push for him to get fired. After what he did today, he's a joke. After the past week and half of daily negotiations didn't result in agreement, what's the next step? Yeah, what is the next step? Asked by Hanik Kaiser of Yahoo Sports whether the league's best final offer this afternoon meant to the MLB had no plans to continue negotiations. Manfred pushed back, "We never use the phrase less best offer with the union," the commissioner replied. While he conceded that the parties were deadlocked, he indicated that the league was open to continue negotiation. But why? Why didn't you stay in Florida? Why aren't you staying in Florida? And why aren't you staying at the table to make these negotiations, buddy? Why? Oh, because you are a clown. Manfred stated that today's proposal was only the league's final before canceling games, not of the negotiations entirely. On the other hand, Bob Nightingale of USA Today, here's some sources that the league did use the best and final offer terminology. We don't know when the negotiations will pick up. Unfortunately, it is just a shock to the world that baseball is not happening. And it could be a while before we get baseball back. You know, after this started in December, we knew this was going to happen. But last night was something we all thought we were so excited. Twitter was going nuts. Oh, we're getting close. We're getting close. We're getting close. No. I had a feeling Robert Manfred was going to do this because he's just one of those guys who just doesn't care about anybody else except himself. He made a fool out of himself today. He made a fool out of the media. He made a fool out of everybody. He is a clown and needs to resign. And I don't know. There's not much to say on him. And I hope you guys watch his press conference because it was pathetic. It was horrible. He was laughing. And that's not funny. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening. And I hope he resigns. I wish I could, literally have you guys listen to the audio of this press conference because it's a joke. It was brewing last night, and now nothing is coming out of this. So spring training games have been canceled through at least March 7th, but the MLB and Players Association have managed to avoid the cancellation of meaningful games thus far. And that was yesterday. So the lockout reached the 90-day mark Tuesday, making it the second longest work stoppage in MLB history. As of now, a lockout or strike has only resulted in the cancellation of regular season games 3 times in the history of Major League Baseball. On Monday, reporters asked Manfred for an update on the progress of the talks between the MLB and the union, and he would only say they were working on it. He walked by, smiled, gave a thumbs up, and said, "We're working on it." Manfred also said the lockout is not a good thing for the sport. "We understand it's bad for business." Well, if you understand it's bad for business, then you need to lift the lockout and figure your crap out, buddy. So let's get into the number basics of this because it's very, 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 very complicated. Jeff Passan of ESPN noted that the MLB and the Players Association made significant gains Monday, and there was still several sticking points that must be worked through before the deal can be reached Tuesday. That unfortunately didn't happen. And among them are the competitive tax balance thresholds, minimum salary and bonus pool for pre-arbitration players, as well as the possibility of an international draft. Another hot button issue was the playoff expansion. MLB reported to go from current 10 playoff teams to 14, while the players asked for 12 playoff teams instead. Okay, so the MLB wanted 14, players wanted 12. per pass than the MLB had offered to give the players $700,000 minimum salary. That's the minimum salary. And a $40 million bonus pool if they accepted the 14 playoff team proposal. But the players balked since they felt the possibility of the teams making the playoffs with the subpar records could impact their spending on player contracts. And that's true. They believe that the teams that didn't try hard could get more money and spend it on top players on purpose so they could have the best players the next year, and even though they're bad. Per Jeff Passan, the MLB had offered to give players $700,000 minimum salary and $40 million bonus pool if they accepted the 14 playoff team proposal, but the players balked since they felt the possibility of the teams making the playoffs with the subpar records could adversely impact their spending on player contracts. Like I said before, in terms of the specific numbers, let's break down these numbers. The players have been asking for $245 million competitive balance tax threshold and a minimum salary of $775,000 and a bonus pool of $115 million. And the MLB has been unwilling to reach those numbers, but reportedly got closer Monday. Passan reported that the MLB offered a CBT threshold of $220 million and a minimum salary of $675,000 and a bonus pool of $25 million. The MLB initially locked out the players December 2nd. The two sides could have moved forward without a CBA, but the threat of a strike then could have derailed the 2022 season. At the time, MLB Commissioner Robert Manfred expressed the desire to avoid what happened in 1994 and 1995 when the games were lost. If you play without an agreement, you are vulnerable to a strike at any point in time. Manfred also said of the lockout, it's not a good thing for the sport. We understand it's bad for business. I've already said it is bad for business. And buddy, why, you know, if you know what's bad for business, why haven't you made the agreement? Just spring training games. Like, this is just, it's nonsense. And, you know what? It's just, it's crap. I could get more down the specifics of this, but like, it's just a lot. And in the next couple of weeks, we're going to keep breaking it down. Why this is happening, and hopefully something gets resolved, but right now, there's no baseball. No sign of baseball right now. Because, folks, we have a clown running baseball, and his name is Robert Manfred. Folks, I appreciate you all and for tuning in and listening to me. And it makes me even more excited to do these every single week for you people. I love my fans. I love my listeners. I love all of you. I appreciate you all. It means a lot to me that you guys listen to this. This is a huge step in my life. We're going to take this to the next step in the next couple of years. Hopefully we can grow bigger. The goal is to have hosts. The goal is to have people call in. The goal is to almost create a radio show looking podcast. We will take it to the next step in the next couple of years. We will. But folks, I appreciate you. It is the time to leave for Arizona this week. We leave Saturday at 4:30 a.m. for our trip. And next week, I could be doing it from the hotel room in Tucson, Arizona. We'll see about that, but I will also have a bunch of teammates, so maybe I'll have some people on for that. I appreciate you all. This is Ty Batten signing off. Once again, guys, have a great rest of your week. Enjoy the weekend. We got warm weather coming. Spring is right around the corner, folks.
If you want to listen to my podcasts all the time, go to Spotify or my website at tiebat.simple.com. That's tiebat.simple without an E.com. tiebat.simple.com. Also, go like and subscribe and follow my buddy at Outdoor Nation TV on his Insta and YouTube.